Bueno.
¿Cómo estás, mamá?
Mi hijita, ya va para un año que no te veo.
No tengas miedo. Don't be afraid. That's the message Voces Unidas de las Montañas sent in a February radio campaign about the COVID-19 vaccine. Voces Unidas president, Alex Sanchez, says this type of messaging is effective in Latin American countries and Latino communities because it's culturally appropriate. It's a radio novela, complete with characters and a storyline.
Hay que tener confianza.
Sí.
Científicos, médicos y expertos.
At a recent COVID-19 vaccine clinic run by Voces Unidas, 70 volunteers distributed more than 500 Moderna doses. Sanchez says they served more than just the vaccine.
And here is where they get to be greeted by our volunteers. They get to try our wonderful tamales, hot chocolate or champurrado in Spanish. And then lemonade. So that's what happens here, and this is their last step. And then they wait here for 15 or 30 minutes, depending on what the medical assessment said, and then they leave. And then for
in December of 2020, vaccine surveys from the Kaiser Family Foundation showed that 17% more Hispanic adults said they would wait and see to get the shot than get it as soon as possible. By last month, that trend reversed. 61% want the shot as soon as possible. Only 18% said they'll wait and see.
So we believe that Latinos want to be vaccinated. We have actually have proven that Latinos, when you reduce barriers, when you put bilingual people in help and meet people where they're at, actually people get vaccinated. And it is possible to vaccinate Latinos proportionate to our population. We just have to want it.
One volunteer drove 25 miles from Rifle to Glenwood Springs to work at the clinic.
Paloma Getsemani Grajales Dominguez. I live in Rifle, Colorado.
She spent the day checking patients' CDC cards and warning them of possible side effects of the vaccine. She says that the Latino community received less information than people whose first language is English, and they received it later.
I honestly see my mom in every single one of them. I see my parents, that they don't speak the language, and it's extremely hard for them to find the resources or even ask for those resources. So I want to make sure that I give back to the community to the best way that I know by being bilingual and providing the services that otherwise they might not even know where to look for them. I feel like it is my responsibility to make sure that they find the right info, that they feel comfortable asking the right questions to someone who speaks their language, and that they understand where they're coming from.
She says misinformation on social media may be the cause for vaccine hesitancy among Latinos. But she adds that attitudes are changing in both Latino and white communities.
I've seen people coming from Aspen, from other states, and most of them are Latinos. So that makes me feel really proud that at least they're trying to do this and they're trying to get vaccinated.
Voces Unidas program coordinator, Jasmine Ramirez, says their clinics have worked well because the organization knows its community. Local hospitals and aid organizations haven't had the same success.
A lot of these institutions that have not done so well, including hospitals, food distribution is another big one, where, you know, as soon as the pandemic hit, you saw huge amounts of our Hispanic community or Latino community being unable to access some of these resources or services in the same way. And so, you know, the hope is that we can model it for them so that they will understand how important it is to our community, so that they can do it well.
Ramirez wants to see more Latino leaders in local hospitals, aid organizations, and schools. She says that it would help everyone better understand Latino needs. Alex Sanchez adds that hospitals have the infrastructure and resources to best distribute vaccines.
We can't vaccinate all Latinos. We're an equity clinic. We are trying to add a few more access points and add a little more equity to a very inequitable system.
For now, Voces Unidas will keep working to fill in the gaps. In April, the group also organized clinics in El Jebel, Dillon, and Gypsum.
Nachito, y se llevo prisa. Voy a vacunarme contra el COVID-19.
Se la va.
And Voces Unidas' new radio campaign has moved beyond No tengas miedo, don't be afraid, to Vacunarse es lo correcto. Getting vaccinated is the right thing to do.
También es muy importante que se sientan seguros de que no representamos.
For KDNK News, I'm Kathleen Shannon.